All scientists agree, a theory isn't true, unless you do a test and see if it can be disproved. And if your theory's wrong, you have to let it go, and try to make a new one up from all the facts you know. You keep the best idea, the rest you throw away. That is why we celebrate to scientists today.
They were wrong. They were wrong. They were wrong about the ether they believed in so long. There was never any ether, so they never could be right. But Michelson and Morley helped us see the light.
The ether was a substance, so as the earth would spin, the ether made a current where the light wave had to swim. They set up light and mirror to send light against the flow, and the scientists expected that the light wave would be slow.
The mirror was half silvered, so the light beam's other half would flow across the ether and be fast, fast, fast. Two more mirrors would reflect the light beams, one and two, and from their speeds an interference pattern would ensue.
They were wrong. They were wrong. They were wrong about the ether they believed in so long. There was never any ether, so they never could be right. But Michelson and Morley helped us see the light.
In the end there was no pattern, and no matter where they'd go, the light waves traveled just the same, there was no fast or slow. They repeated their experiment and rechecked every bit, but they always got the same result, and finally they quit.
Because of their experiment, the ether age was through.
They had to seek enlightenment and think of something new.
They wrote three different papers so that everyone would hear. And Michelson and Morley made it very, very clear.
They were
wrong.
They were
wrong.
They were wrong about the ether they believed in so long.
There was never any ether, so they never could be right. But Michelson and Morley helped us see the light.
So remember, all you scientists, whenever you feel blue,
it could be that your problem is a theory that's not true. The ether was a good idea until it turned out wrong, because there was no evidence for ether all along. While Michelson and Morley may have thought they failed the test, their biggest failure was their most spectacular success.
They were
right, they were right,
and we'll be forever grateful that they found the speed of light.
When they gave up on ether, they were right as right can be. They set the stage for Einstein and relativity.